Peace and blessings. Welcome to Art Unity Network.
Oh, how they burn.
Welcome, welcome to Art Unity Network Radio. This is your host, Crystal Tucker. We are here speaking about the hip-hop culture in the United States, how it was affected by a Rodney King incident, and a little bit more about the hip-hop culture in general. A little bit about Rodney King is very interesting. He was a young man out in L.A. This was back in 1991, where he was caught under the influence, driving under the influence, led a high-speed chase, and previously had parole charges, was on parole for robbery charges. There you go. And the LAPD was caught beating this young man, and it went viral. It was nationally known. We're going to talk about the effects of the people when the police were not being held accountable after this gruesome affair, you know what I'm saying? People started to riot throughout L.A. It affected other states, of course. A lot of restrictions, very similar to what we saw with George Floyd situation. Background music that I'm playing is JC, a.k.a. Kangol Kid. He wasn't able to make it for this segment. We did make previous shows in regards to this revolution televised. And the reason why I named it that is because the revolution is normally not televised. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that's happened, it was not caught on camera. So it's always a he say, she say. But when it's actually on recorded, and it's on film, you can't deny that. And that's what was happening in the court of law, is that it was being denied, that the police were not held accountable for what they did to that young man. Regardless of his history, you know what I'm saying, it didn't mean that he needed to be beat that gruesome. You know what I'm saying? And not be armed on top of that. And there's other cases that's happened prior to Rodney King incident. There was also upheaval in the community. You have different select types of music in the hip-hop genre itself stated in the culturally relevant teaching book for urban schools 2012, and it was stating that there was conscious hip-hop music, gangster rap, and the mass-marketed commercialized rap. And the conscious hip-hop was, you know what I'm saying, it was mixed with the fun music. It was also to let you know self-love and who you were as a person, you know what I'm saying, and it helped influence the music that we listened to, you know. It gave warning in the area where we was at.